I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Casey Ryback, and I'm calling from Energy. I was looking to speak with Emily or Brian.
Yes, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you? According to our records, you just moved into a new house, and you had a question about the gas.
Yes.
The gas connection?
Yes. I emailed in because, well, as you already know, our house has natural gas, and...
Yep.
Anyways, there was a worker here the other day who said the gas would be turned on by Thursday,
Okay.
But so far there's no gas.
So he wasn't able to give you gas?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you don't have gas right now.
No. I'm sorry. Why is this funny to you?
I'm sorry. It's just that word.
Well, you work for this company.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be?
I know. Oh, sorry. I've worked here for 10 years, too. I should get used to it.
Okay, well, so what's going on, though, with my gas?
I don't know. You tell me. What'd you eat?
Excuse me?
I'm so... Okay. I gotta regain my composure here.
Okay, can you just tell me when the gas is gonna be turned on, please?
Yeah. I can help you with that for sure.
Because I need the gas by Thursday, because I'm having a lot of people over, and so I need to be working.
I feel like that'd be the last time you'd want gas with a lot of people.
Okay, yeah. You know what? You're acting really immature right now, and I'm just trying to get this problem fixed, so can we focus up here?
I know. I'll compose myself. It's so darn funny, don't you think?
No, I'm not going to say the word then, but you know what my issue is.
Okay.
So can you please tell me when it will be fixed by?
Yes. All right, let me give you some advice, because I clearly cannot seem to pull it together. For the rest of the conversation, let's just not use that G word, okay?
Fine with me. You seem to have the issue with it. I don't care.
Okay. All right. So your question is what? I was laughing so much I missed it.
Okay, try to hold it together here while I explain to you what the issue is. I can't believe I have to do this again. This is ridiculous.
I know, and I apologize. I will hold it together. Please tell me the issue.
So, my husband and I moved into a new house, and I need the connection to the heating portion from you.
Okay. I'm having a little trouble following along to that.
You know what I mean.
Well, I don't. A heater's not working? Is that what it is? Because we don't deal with just heaters.
For the love of God!
Oh, yikes.
Just listen to me. There's no connection to the colorless, odorless air that people need to use in their homes.
Oh, okay.
Is that clear enough for you?
I think so, yes. When you're talking about colorless, odorless air, I think you mean gas. Odorless gas.
Oh, f-ing Christ.
If it's odorless, probably fine, but if it's coming out in color, that's more than just gas.
Okay. You know what? Give me your supervisor. This is ridiculous. Your job is to help me connect to the gas.
Okay. All right, you gotta stop. Because you gotta connect to your own gas. Because this is a prank phone call, that's why.
Excuse me, what are you saying now?
Oh, I said it's a prank phone call because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your husband Brian set you up.
Oh my God.
He told me you guys moved into a new place and you were having some gas problems, and he wanted me to mess with you.
Most immature person on the face of the planet.
I think you are, actually. So.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.